New Mexico real estate headlines. New Mexico property records search now available for deeds, liens, and owner lookup. A new online tool lets users check property records in New Mexico, find owner information, search permits, and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NM can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records, deeds, and lien information. SlayNewMexico.PropertyChecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next transaction. New Mexico real estate headlines. Roosevelt County Assessor Office, key resource for NM property valuations. The Roosevelt County Assessor's Office, located at 109 W. First Street in Port Hales, provides property assessment services, including a fax line at XXXXXXXXX. Accurate property assessments from county assessors directly impact listing prices, tax obligations, and investment calculations for NM real estate professionals working in Roosevelt County. Bookmark 8CalLRoosevelt County.com assessor for quick access to assessment records and valuation inquiries. New Mexico real estate headlines. Sandoval County Assessor Office, key contact for NM property valuations. Linda P. Gallegos serves as Sandoval County Assessor, re-elected in November 2022 for a term running January 2023 through December 2026, with the office located at 1500 Idalia Road, Building D in Bernalillo. Real estate professionals rely on county assessor offices for property valuations, assessment appeals, and business personal property inquiries that directly impact transactions and client advisory in Sandoval County. Bookmark the assessor's contact page for valuation questions and upcoming election information, hpa.sandovalcountynm.com/elected-officials/county-assessor. New Mexico real estate headlines. Santa Fe Building Permit Division streamlines new construction reviews. The City of Santa Fe's Building Permit Division reviews and issues permits for new construction within city limits. Real estate professionals in NM need to understand Santa Fe's permitting process to accurately advise clients on project timelines and feasibility for new development. Bookmark the Santa Fe Building Permit Division page for current permit requirements and submission procedures. New Mexico real estate headlines. NM State Assessed e-file portal opens for tax year 2026 filings. The State Assessed e-file SAF portal is now open, and state assessed property tax returns must be electronically filed on or before February 28, 2026. Real estate professionals advising commercial and industrial property clients in New Mexico need to ensure timely compliance with state assessed filing deadlines to avoid penalties. Learn more about electronic filing requirements at the State Assessed Property Bureau website. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Sandoval County launches online property records and e-tax bill portal. Sandoval County now offers online access to assessor property records searches, treasurer property tax searches, and electronic tax bill enrollment. Real estate professionals in NM can streamline due diligence and client service by accessing Sandoval County property data and tax information digitally. Bookmark Sandoval County's property records search to expedite title research and tax status verification for your transactions. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM Real Estate Commission, your state licensing and enforcement authority. The NM Real Estate Commission licenses brokers, enforces real estate laws, and promotes professional standards to protect the public. NM real estate professionals must stay current with commission regulations to maintain licensure and avoid compliance issues. Review licensing requirements and updates at the official NM Real Estate Commission page. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM Commission Rates. What pros need to know about 5-6% average fees. A new breakdown explains how New Mexico's typical 5-6% real estate commissions work, how they're split between parties, and whether they're negotiable. Understanding commission structures helps NM agents and brokers set competitive expectations and navigate fee discussions with clients. Review the full commission breakdown at hdufdo.com/blogosmissionsinnewmexico/. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Average NM Real Estate Commission Rates, What Pros Should Know. A new breakdown examines what sellers typically pay realtors in New Mexico and explores different selling options. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps NM agents articulate their value and stay competitive in pricing conversations with clients. Review the commission data to inform your listing presentations. https://homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate.new-mexico/. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NM jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on 3 factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in 1/3 the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what.